Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time for your entertainment buzz. TV Guide Magazine's Matt Rausch is joining us. And this is not a documentary, but it is a new show on Netflix called Space Force. Matt, is it about actual Space Force?
Well, it's a comedic version of a fictional Space Force that echoes what is in development now. So it basically is a vehicle for Steve Carell, who co-created this with the creator of the U.S. version of The Office. They were knocking around new ideas for a show, and so what they've decided to do is do more of a satirical version of a clash between the military and the scientists who are trying to get back into space with that mission of getting boots on the moon by 2024. And Steve Carell plays a general who thought he was going to take over the Air Force and become the Joint Chief there. Instead, they put him in charge of a new branch of the armed forces, and it's sort of his period of adjustment alongside John Malkovich, who is wonderful, playing the lead scientist, the civilian scientist, who's trying to keep it from being a total military operation. And they're sort of a really fun odd couple as they deal with this and that crises, building a team. And the workplace ensemble is full of really funny people as well. I think that one's going to be a home run for Netflix. And it all drops on Friday.
There is a docudrama on AMC called Quiz. And I guess that there was a scandal around the British version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which I think I'm not familiar with that.
Well, it turns out that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which began in England before it came to ABC, but it all started in England, and I was unaware of it either. One of the reasons is that the scandal broke on the same day as 9/11 in 2001, so I think we were all pretty much preoccupied when they were having their quiz show scandal over there. But the stars are really good here. Matthew McFadyen, who's become quite a big star in the HBO series Succession, plays one of the people caught up in this, and it was a scandal where after this very unlikely person wins £1 million, as it were, on the British show, which is hosted by Michael Sheen, one of my favorite actors, who's in Prodigal Son, and there's a scandal because this guy wins all this money, and they realize that he may have been taking cues from somebody coughing in the audience, or was the guy just coughing? You don't really know. So it takes it into trial, and it's only three parts, which I love about the British. When they do these limited series, there's so much economy here. They don't go on and on forever like a lot of things do on streaming. This is going to premiere Sunday on AMC, going to air over three Sundays. It's definitely worth watching. Quiz is really, it's fun, it's interesting, engrossing. Quiz premiering Sunday on AMC.
A few things for you to check out. That is TV Guide's Matt Rausch joining us here on Total Information AM.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.